War in Iran, War in Ukraine. Who benefits? By Alfredo Toro Hardy. The war in Iran has direct implications upon the war in Ukraine, with costs and benefits for both Moscow and Kyiv. Given the obvious zero-sum nature of the conflict, whatever the pros for one side become cons for the other. This not only translates into economic resources to finance the war effort, but also into political attention. Actually, most of the former goes to Russia, while most of the latter goes to Ukraine. Russia's boost on its war chest. Higher oil prices unilaterally benefit Russia. As a major oil exporter, it can reap all the advantages derived from the closure of the Strait of Hormuz, a critical oil shipping choke point, where 20 million barrels per day pass through, representing roughly 20% of the total liquid petroleum consumption worldwide, and about 25% of the global seaborne oil trade. On March 13, supply disruptions and fears upon the duration of the conflict led the Brent crude barrel beyond the US $100 mark. This, although the International Energy Agency had agreed to release 400 million stockpile barrels, the largest of such action in history. Russia's benefits are the result of two things. Firstly, from oil prices jumping from US $73 for the Brent crude barrel immediately before the war in Iran, into current prices. Secondly, from the United States' 30-day waiver to India to purchase Russia's sanctioned oil, subsequently extended to all oil buyers worldwide. The single temporary waiving of oil sanctions to Russia, at current prices, could provide that country with around US $10 billion for its war chest. On the other hand, however, Ukraine benefits from political attention. At first light, it would seem that a distraction effect should result from the shifting of the political and media spotlight toward the Middle East. Ukraine, however, is getting the full attention of the international actor that it cares most about. The United States. For the first time, indeed, Washington needs more of Kyiv than the other way around. Ukraine's sudden relevance, Ukraine's ample expertise in drones, suddenly becomes of the utmost importance for the United States. Since the war with Iran began, Washington has been responding to its Shahed drone attacks with its Patriots defensive missiles. The same goes for Israel and Washington's Arab allies. Something utterly irrational, bearing in mind that a Shahed costs but a small fraction of a Patriot, and that each of the latter can take years to replace, creating a longer-term vulnerability to the U.S. From Kyiv's perspective, on its side. For Ukraine, this interest in its hard-earned knowledge is something like a vindication. Its officials, chief among them President Volodymyr Zelensky, have long argued that Ukraine is not just a drain on Western resources, as Trump administration officials often claim. Rather, they insist, Ukraine is the world's biggest laboratory for the technologies that will shape the future of warfare. Now, with the Iran war, the world is beginning to see their point. Both sides, hence, have a point. Both take gains from the war in Iran. Energy shocks caused by such conflict can provide Russia with more money to sustain its war in Ukraine. At least for the time being. Ukraine's drone expertise, on the other hand, becomes suddenly valuable and sought after. This would probably translate into new funding, technology partnerships, and political leverage. Hence, Russia benefits financially and militarily in the short run, while Ukraine gains technologically and politically in the longer run. For the US, Ukraine suddenly has important cards on its hands. Cards are not only valuable for its current war in Iran, but for the future of warfare. From now on, Kyiv will have to be taken seriously. It would seem, thus, that Ukraine can end up benefiting in a more durable way. Author. Alfredo Toro Hardy, PhD, retired Venezuelan career diplomat, scholar and author. Former ambassador to the US, UK, Spain, Brazil, Ireland, Chile and Singapore. Author or co-author of 36 books on international affairs. Former Fulbright scholar and visiting professor at Princeton and Brasilia universities. He is currently an honorary fellow of the Geneva School of Diplomacy and International Relations and a member of the review panel of the Rockefeller Foundation Bellagio Center. Published on World Geostrategic Insights on March 14, 2026. The opinions expressed in this article belong only to the author and do not necessarily reflect the views of World Geostrategic Insights.